I've tried to write stories that anybody and everybody would enjoy. And I've tried to make them understandable enough and exciting or suspenseful or interesting enough for youngsters to hold their interest. And I've tried to make them hopefully intelligent enough for older people.
Are you Tony?
Come on in.
Stank.
Yes, this is Tony Stank. You're in the right place.
That voice, well, the first voice anyway, was that of Stan Lee, the late, great Stan Lee. Gary Colabono joins us right now from Comics Revolution, former president of Moondog Comics. Gary, we were all discussing Stan Lee and if anyone had more impact on pop culture. Some names were floated around, but you tell me your thoughts. What do you think in terms of what he gave us over the years?
Well, you know, other than Walt Disney, then it's kind of ironic that Marvel owns, or Disney owns Marvel now. But other than Walt Disney, everyone else on the list that I heard hasn't had the staying power that Stan had. You know, he started creating characters, you know, in 1939. And then he started with the Marvel Universe we all know in 1961. None of these other guys are close to that. Now, they could in time, but just look at the full body of work and what he's done. When Disney bought Marvel, they bought characters, because that's all they own, the intellectual property. That's all Marvel really owned. They don't own printing presses. They don't own anything but the intellectual property of these characters. Disney bought 4,000 characters from Marvel.
Jeez. Hang on. Let that sink in for a minute, because that's unreal.
Yep.
Wow.
Think about it. 4,000 characters. Now there's 8 characters like Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and X-Men, and then it goes all the way down to what used to be C&D characters, and the brilliance of Disney is they've turned these C&D characters like the Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man into big hits. That's the beauty of 4,000 characters. You're going to look at somebody and say, this guy has a great potential. Maybe we can do something with it. But of those 4,000 characters, you know, Stan probably had a hand in well over half of them, if not three-quarters of them.
And something has to be said for, you know, we grew up on the comic books, and kids today have comic books. So Stan Lee is a name among young and old.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, when I was a kid, and you know, we all, and you know, thanks for having me on again, but I think I said this the last time, you know, we all have a golden age, and my golden age started in 1961 with Stan Lee. I mean, he's been a part of my life. There's two men in my life who are the most important to me. The first is my dad. He taught me how to be a man, to stay true to myself, and to be kind to others. But he was the parent. He was the one who had to discipline me too. But the other guy was Stan Lee. I learned nobility. I learned selflessness. I learned all of the things, the morality, in the pages of his comics. I mean, how can you beat that?
Please tell me
a little story. I posted the story on my Facebook page last night, but I was running the Chicago Comic Con back in 94, 95, and we had a toast for Stan, and it was not a roast, because nobody wanted to say anything bad about this guy. I mean, you know, all there were tons of fans who wanted to idolize him. And when I introduced him, I told that story about the two most important men in my life, and I got to introduce him to a ballroom full of people and shook his hand, and it's one of those moments I'll never forget.
Gary, I don't know if Stan Lee invented this, but he certainly he perfected it, and that was taking heroes and finding their flaw and kind of exploring what that flaw was. A superhero, you say, well, that's an invincible person, a man or a woman who can do anything, but Stan Lee saw a second layer. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Superman had kryptonite, but it was like, you know, if you come near kryptonite, it's going to hurt you. If he's away from kryptonite, he's like a god. So Stan said, you know, these are real people on the other side of this cowl or the mask that they were wearing, so I'm going to give them real human frailties, and I think our readers and it'll resonate with them, and they can relate to it. Sure, absolutely.
Gary,
that was the thing that was so different from the DC comics at the time.
Hearing you talk about two men that you put first and foremost in your life, your father and Stan Lee, I am so sorry for your loss. 95 years old. He was not doing well health-wise in recent years. My condolences to you. It's so sad. Even though he was 95, I still kind of can't believe it.
Well, you know, Wendy, the whole comic community feels exactly what you just said. We all feel this sense of loss, a profound sense of loss, even though, you know, he wasn't flesh and blood family. He was part of our family, and now he's gone. And it's really, I've gotten probably 50 texts yesterday, everybody feeling the same way you just said.
Gary, you got to meet him at some point, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few times, absolutely.
And what were those times
probably
like?
Five or six times.
What were those times like?
He was always the same. He was always up, up, up. I never, ever saw him down. I never, ever saw him critical of anybody. He was always on, and he was always the master showman. I mean, that's probably, you know, he knew that he represented this company. You know, a lot of people over the last probably 30 years kind of got down on Stan for taking too much credit for the creation of all these characters. Stan Lee presents Spider-Man. Stan Lee, you know, is on the top of every issue of every Marvel comic Stan Lee presents. He was the publisher.
Yeah.
And you know, so Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko, their contribution can't be downplayed at all. It was as significant as Stan's, probably. But Stan was the showman. Stan represented the company. He was an executive. He was the publisher, president of the company, and he had to go out and promote these things. So who else was going to do it? The guy, you know, pushing a pencil behind the drawing board? No, it's going to be Stan, and Stan relished that. And so, you know, he deserves all of the credit that he got and all the millions of dollars he made.
Gary, Wendy said it best when she said, sorry for your loss. Sorry for all of our losses. He will be greatly missed. Stan Lee will. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to talk to you.
Where are your stores, Gary?
Well, let's see. We're in downtown Evanston on Davis Street and on Central in downtown Mount Prospect. Comics Revolution. Can't beat them.
Thank you, Gary. Really appreciate it. Have a good rest of the week. Gary Colabono from Comics Revolution talking about the great Stan Lee.
That makes me so sad when he says there are two people that shaped my being, my father and Stan Lee.
Yeah.
I would hug him if he was here.
Maybe that's why he didn't come in, Wendy.
Shut up.
He's
ruin every nice moment I have, and there aren't many.
All right, we'll take a quick break. And then there's more shows, so stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.